According to historical sources, God honored Maryam, who lived approximately 2 millennia ago, with the birth of Prophet Isa, peace be upon him. Maryam was born in Palestine, which was under the dominion of the Roman Empire at that time. She was a Jewess and lived in the Jewish community. Idolatry was the widespread religion in Rome at that time. The Jews, on the other hand, had adopted false beliefs. Rebelled against God's commands and were no longer grateful for his gifts to them. Some of them even murdered the prophets sent to them by the grace of God. Maryam was born at a chaotic time when the Jews' only hope was their expected Messiah, or Savior. As someone chosen by God, she represented proper moral values and the true religion among these people's distorted and ignorant beliefs. Maryam was from the Imran family, whom the Quran describes as specially chosen. God chose Adam and Nuh, and the family of Ibrahim, and the family of Imran, over all other beings, descendants one of the other. When Imran's wife, a sincere believer, found out that she was pregnant with Maryam, she immediately prayed to God. She promised that she would dedicate her child to him. When she gave birth to a girl, she named her Maryam, which means Abida in Arabic, in other words, God's worshipper. With her faith, behavior, and moral values, Maryam became a major role model for all humanity. God made her grow in health and beauty, to use the Quran's expression, and gave her a very important responsibility. Maryam turned to God in all she did, sought his support and help, and knew that obeying his word would be sufficient for her. As a result of this sincerity in her faith and submission, she was always rewarded through the mercy of God. She had surrendered to God with a pure faith and was therefore unaffected by people's accusations and comments. By displaying his miracles, God enabled Maryam to see his mercy on, protection of, and compassion for her. For example, the way that Maryam always had food when worshiping is a clear sign of God's support for and mercy on her. Her Lord accepted her with approval and made her grow in health and beauty. And Zakaria became her guardian. Every time Zakaria visited her in the sanctuary, he found food with her. He asked, "Maryam, how did you come by this?" She said, "It is from God. God provides for whoever he wills without any reckoning."